Illinois' annual game with Northwestern for the Sweet Sue Tomahawk Trophy is meant to be a popular matchup between two in-state rivals. But as the game wound down Saturday afternoon at a less than half-full Memorial Stadium, most of the enthusiasm came from the cheerleaders. Illinois had only one good quarter, the second, while Northwestern kept control of the Tomahawk Trophy, beating Illinois 38-21. The Wildcats aren't the best team in the Big Ten Conference, but they're slated for a bowl game, while the Illini are in last place with a conference record of 0-8. With his first year as Illinois head football coach in the record books, Ron Zook says his team faces a lot of work in the offseason. And there's no guarantee that anyone will keep the positions they had this season.
No one guaranteed a job. We got a lot of work to do, and they better understand that they're going to work. We're going to work harder than humanly possible, if that's possible. And nobody's guaranteed anything, in this life. And I'm not guaranteed a job. They're not guaranteed a job. We're going to work.
Zook says the team has gotten better since what he calls their rock bottom 62-10 loss to visiting Penn State in midseason. He says a review of highlight tapes from the games since then show an increasing number of good Illinois plays among the bad ones.
You could just see the things beginning, the guys beginning to improve, and particularly on defense. We didn't show it there in the fourth quarter again, and that's something that we got to get more players in here, more athletic guys in here that can run and tackle. But we made improvement on defense throughout the year, but still we're not where we need to be.
Zook says he's counting on the new players he'll be recruiting in the next few months to have the athleticism to help the team play well more consistently. Zook isn't worried that the U of I's losing football record might discourage new players. He says talented high school players who want a chance to play and compete will still sign up with Illinois. As for his current players, Coach Zook says those who return next season will have to get to the point where losing is no longer acceptable. Illinois sophomore defensive back Justin Harrison sounds a similar note when he says the pain of losing is a good motivator.
And what we have to do is just take this motivation and just go and run with it and know that we have to work hard every day, because we're going to have this feeling in our mouth next year if we don't work hard and we don't make those improvements that we have to. It's not going to change. We have to go at the offseason knowing that we have to attack this. We have to make it happen, or else we're going to be feeling like this again, and just knowing next year when we celebrate, and we'll know why.
The Fighting Illini football team has 10 months to prepare for next season. Opening day is September 2nd, 2006, at home against the Panthers of Eastern Illinois University. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.